Then we came to the second part of the khutbah, praising Allah, sending peace and blessings Abu Rasulullah. And then I said, all slaves of Allah, if what been said is understood very well, and that Allah Ta'ala defended the honor of the prophets and messengers, and he, Allah Ta'ala, forbid that to happen. Allah Ta'ala did not allow such a kind of thing to happen, to exist. It's not forbid by the meaning of the Sharia wise. No. It is the decree. Allah Ta'ala did not decree it to happen. Never. Allah Ta'ala does not permit it to happen. And as I said, that this is impossible, like the night, impossible to be a day, and the ice, impossible to be a fire. And then I said, oh, you, may Allah Ta'ala protect you. You got to know that Allah, that the people of knowledge has all agreed upon that whoever has a bad suspicion about the wives of the prophets or their daughters, then he is judged as a kafir, as a disbeliever, even if he prays. If he does not repent from this, he will go to the fire permanently, no doubt. It's not a common thing. It's the honor of the prophets and messengers. So what about the one who dirty his mouth with this worst type of suspicion, the suspicion about the wives of the imam of the prophets and the seal of them, and the one who is most beloved to Allah more than anyone else, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, what about it when it is about one of his wives that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the most after Khadija radiallahu anha? That is Aisha, the Siddiqa, the believer, the daughter of a believer, Abu Bakr. Aisha, whom he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his daughter, and we all know his daughter Fatima, how much he loved her. He told her, one day Fatima was sent by the other wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to advise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be just with his wives. Meaning that he loves Aisha more than them. This is not related to justice. Because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that what is in the heart is from Allah, and I cannot control what comes from Allah. And that's why he loves Aisha the most. And this is one of the proofs. They, the other wives, sent Fatima to talk to her father about this. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at that time under the same blanket, him and Aisha. So he looked at Fatima and he said, oh daughter, don't you love what I love? She said, yes. Yes, I love what you love. He then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, then love this. And he pointed to Aisha radiallahu anha. Then love this. She immediately returned back. Then she told them about what he said. They said to her, no, please go try again. She said, no, by Allah, I will never speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Aisha anymore. Because she knew how much he loves her. They knew how much he loves her. So, like this woman can be suspected of such kind of sin. And who she is? She is the one whom Allah Ta'ala made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to marry. As in Sahih Muslim, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Aisha, I have had a dream for 3 nights, and each time the angel meaning Jibreel alayhi salam came to me with a piece of silk cloth. It was folded. like this. And each time, he, Jibreel, said to the Rasul, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is going to be your wife. This is going to be your wife. In other narration, in dunya and in the Jannah, in the Akhirah. So it is finished. And something finalized. There is no negotiation, there is no talk. Allah is telling us that this is the wife of Rasulullah in the Jannah. How come a bad woman went to Jannah? How come? But they still say, now look, billahi alaykum, yani think, who they want to say a liar? They are making Allah a liar. They are saying no. Allah says so, but we say different. Allah knows this, but we know different. Clothes, and Rasulullah said, then when I saw you, the one who for 3 nights, Jibreel said, this is your wife. Then he saw Rasulullah said, if it is from Allah, if it is not a dream, although they have a dream from Shaitan, all the dreams of messengers are revelation. He said, if it is from Allah, Allah will let it exist. And it was existed. Wasn't it, ikhwan? Did Rasulullah s.a.w. marry Aisha or not? He married Aisha. Now, and in some narration, she was pregnant one time, but she lost pregnancy. And that's why, in some opinion of the scholars, that's why they call it Umm Abdullah. But in other opinion, they say that she's called so because of her nephew Abdullah ibn Zubair. Aisha radiallahu anha is the woman, is the only woman Rasulullah said about her, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim on the 30th of Anas ibn Malik, فَضْلُ عَائِشَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ كَفَضْلِ السَّرِيدِ عَلَى سَعِرِ الطَّعَامِ. فَضْلُ عَائِشَ. The example of Aisha, the example that shows that Aisha is the best amongst the women, is the example of the Sarid compared to the whole or to the rest of the food. Sarid is the food that the Arabs at that time loved the best. What do you think the Arabs love today? Maybe kabsa? Hanid? Madghut? At that time it was tarid. Tarid is meat, soup, and some bread, some type of bread. This is, if you want, at that time, at that day, at that time, if you want to be so generous with someone, you just serve him tarid. He would kiss your head. Because they used to love it the best. Now, like the camels. Today the Arabs do not love the camels like at the time of Rasulullah. Like in the hadith of Ali, أَيَادِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجِيًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرْ نَعَمْ. Today, no, they don't want حُمُرْ نَعَمْ. They want Mercedes, they want Rolls Royce. They want aircraft. So he saw Salam saying that Aisha, yani, to compare Aisha to the other woman is to compare the three to the other food. So Aisha is the best to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ulama have different opinion. Is she and Khadija on the same level? Or Khadija highest? Some say on the same level. But others say, no, Khadija has a higher bed. Which I myself think so. But Khadija comes the second, Aisha comes the second after Khadija. No one comes to a level. Now someone would say, like the Rafida, is she better than Fatima? No, akhi, we are talking about wives. Wives, Fatima's daughter. Amongst the daughters, Fatima was the best. amongst the children of Rasulullah, Fatima was yani loved the most by Rasulullah. And other hadith that I did not bring in the khutbah, I just remember, one day a man came to, and as I remember, it was Amr ibn al-As. He came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, who is the most beloved person to you? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately, with not even time thinking, or immediately like that, he said, Aisha. Aisha. He said, no, I mean from amongst the men. He said, her father. The one who Rasulullah ﷺ loved the most from amongst the men was Abu Bakr, no doubt, even at the time of Khadija. Abu Bakr. But amongst the women, after Khadija, she was Aisha radiallahu anha. So, we are not here, as I said, we are not in this khutbah trying to speak about the biography of the mother of believers, the lover of Rasulullah, of the best of the messengers, the faqiha of the women, and the reverence of all fuqaha, Ummu Abdullah, Siddiqa bint Siddiq. We are not trying to tell you about the biography of her, otherwise we need ages for that. Inshallah we're going to do it after I return back from the journey, and after a month from now, inshallah we're going to begin with the first khutbah, the biography of Aisha, the merits of Aisha, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Just to address it to you, because I know that many Muslims do not look to the books of biography. They don't know their brothers and sisters. They don't know them. They just know their names. So when one come on TV channel, which is today hundreds and thousands, and many of them for the Shia, and he comes, speaks in a very fluent tongue, many Sunnis are, and he corrupts the biography of that companion, or wife of Rasulullah. Then this miskin Sunni believes. So, we need to educate the Muslims. The biography of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beginning with his wives, who they are, how they were when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, and can they change after Rasulullah? Show me one Sahabi changed after Rasulullah. There is none. During the time of Rasulullah, there were some who changed, like Abdullah ibn Abi Sarh radiallahu anhu. He was one of those who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assigned as writers of the wahi. Okay? Sometime the shaitan came to Abdullah ibn Abi Sarh, made him to disbelieve and claim that Muhammad did not receive any revelation. And he scared, run away. But in a short while, Allah Ta'ala guided him. And he returned back. There is no one, no single one of the companions rejected Islam after Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not even one. Don't believe their books. Their books, yeah, ikhwan, problem of the Christians. Their books are written hundreds of years after their prophets passed away. The Rafid are their books written maybe 500-600 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how come they have narration? All their narrators are either unknown to no one, or they are liars, known as liars. And most of them are not known even to any of the ulama of hadith. So, do not take from them as I don't remember now it's Sheikh al-Islam Taymiyyah or one of the Tabi'een. I think it is one of the Tabi'een, I forgot who he is. Said that the Rafida are the most layered people among all. Second after them comes the Yahud. Second after them comes the Yahud. Like the Munafiqeen are the ones who are in the lowest level of the fire. Second above them comes Shaitan. Same thing with the Rafida. They are number one liars in the world. Number one liars in the world. Yani even the Shaitan did not lie like them. I tell you how? Maybe you ask me for a proof. The hadith of Ayatul Kursi as a protection. Who is the narrator of it? Abu Huraira. How did Abu Huraira get it? From the Shaitan. Did the Shaitan change in it? No. The Rafida changed in Ayatul Kursi. They say, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum la ta'khudhu sinatu wa la nawm lahu ma bis samawati wa ma fil ardi wa ma baynahuma wa ma tahta al-thara. They changed in Ayatul Kursi. So who's worse now? Who's worse? The Rafida or the Shaitan? Who's more liar? The Rafida are more liar. And they willingly or unwillingly, they were in the trap that they made. The trap they made is to make takfir amongst all the Sahaba, so Islam is not known. Now they always their narration, Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, Ali, Hassan, Hussein. Right? Now, go back to their books. They name all the Sahaba kuffar except four. Salman al-Farisi, Al-Miqdad ibn Amr, Ammar ibn Yasir, and I forget the fourth. They did not mention Ali. They did not mention Hassan, Hussein, Fatima, Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas. They did not mention no one. So what does that mean? That means that hidden inside their hearts, they disbelieve in, and they make takfir on the Sahaba. But openly they say, oh, Ali, Hassan, Hussein, and they're liars. They're liars. Ali, Hassan, Hussein did not call people to worship them. They did not call people. Ali killed their father, Abdullah bin Saba. He tried to kill him and he killed some number of them when they said, you are Allah. He burned them in the fire. He made up a fire and he threw them in it. Because they said that he is Allah. So how come today they worship him? And one of the ayat of the Rafida said to somebody, you curse Ali, you insult Ali, and Ali who is the one who created you? They are so stupid, ya ikhwan. They want to deceive the people, but they are so clear to even the blind ones. Allah Ta'ala guided. That's why, ya ikhwan, ask Allah to guide you. Ask Allah to guide you to the haqq. And Allah Ta'ala will guide you and protect you. So, as I said, I did not want to speak about the biography of Aisha, but it was this type of rubbish that these people brought against the honor of one of the best creation, Aisha radiallahu anha, and they suspected her with no one of us except that his wife is being suspected with. Know that our mothers. And they made takfir on her. They said that she's kafir. As well as Hafsa Ummul Mu'mineen. As well as all the wives of Rasulullah. Except Khadija. They say except Khadija. Because Khadija, you know, she died while Rasulullah was still alive, and she's the mother of Fatima. And they made takfir on Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and all the Sahaba, Ansar, Muhajireen. As I said, they exempted only four of them. None of them is one of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They never they were never pleased with any of them, except they are only pleased with their grandfather, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the one who used to worship the fire until he died. He never been Muslim. They are liars, they say. He never been Muslim. He was Majusi slave. He was a slave who was from the Majus. And he killed Umar radiallahu anhu when he was leading the prayer of Fajr. He was in the mihrab. They call him Baba Shuja'uddin. That's how they call him. And they have a big grave in Qum. And people come there and visit the grave and ask Baba Shuja'uddin their needs. If they ask, and if something be, and from the fire, because he's in the fire. You didn't ask him anything other than the fire. As I said, I did not say these words to bother you with this bad speech, except that they have said what they said about the mother of believers, and I saw the Muslims, the people of Sunnah, are quiet, sitting looking to them. What can we say? What can we do? No, we can't say. We can do. We can't say. We can do. Why not? When Salman Rushdie wrote his book, Ayat Shaitaniya, may Allah curse him, they bought in Iran, they bought a price of £1 million, or $1 million, I forgot, for the one who killed him. And he ran, escaped to the UK. And he got protection there. Now, Yasir al-Habib from Kuwait is the horn of the Shia today. All of them, they say all this rubbish, but he came openly and, you know, strongly and saying it. And he escaped to UK, and they gave him a shelter as well. And on the 17th of Ramadan this year, he celebrated the day of the death of Aisha in London. And he invited many people and served them food. And they were in a big party celebrating that Aisha died on this day. So such kind of people, how come we... And I said that to warn you from listening to these people, do not look to their websites. Do not watch their TV channels. Close them. Turn them off. Turn to other channels. And condemn them and their channels. And if any one of you know how to destroy their websites, destroy it. You are rewarded by Allah. You are rewarded. And let me just ask you one question. If there is a website that criticizes your mother, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Not you, maybe your friends will be angry, and they, if they know how to destroy a website, they're going to destroy it. What about the mother of believers, Akhi? Aren't you a believer? She's your mother. Ya Ikhwan, this is the call. Any website of the Shia, destroy it. Destroy it. Even the balance ones, destroy them all. These are rubbish. These are rubbish. And don't accept from those who say taqrib, closeness between Shia and Sunnah. What closeness? You want to bring the fire near to the Jannah? What do you want to say?
You don't want fire? You just want all people to go to Jannah or what?
We wish that all people go to Jannah, but through the right way. Not with their rubbish. The kuffar will never get to Jannah. And the Rabida kuffar. I have no doubt that the Rabida are kuffar. They worship other than Allah. They destroy the religion of Allah. They bother the Rasulullah and his family and his companions. They killed the Hussein. They did many things. They corrupted the Quran, speech of Allah. So what is left for us to even look to their faces? I would rather look to the face of a monkey, a donkey, than to look to a face of a Shi'i. They're worse. You only see the darkness on their faces. And there come some people say, Ya Ikhwan, our enemy is the Yahud. Let's come together. No! Our first enemy, a enemy, is the Shia. Not the Yahud. They are before the Yahud. In Lebanon, the Yahud are using them. Hezbollah. In Iraq, the Christians are using them. And everywhere. So there is no central point between us and them. Nothing. They are kuffar. Absolutely kuffar. So, that is why I brought up this khutbah. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to the right path. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. And before we close the topic, if you have any question? Good question. How they are allowed, or why they are allowed to come to Mecca for Hajj and they go to Medina? Yeah. There is, from yani, the principles of Sharia, that in Islam, we have to first of all, they should not come to Mecca. They should not. But because of the fitan which may come after it, if they are prevented, because they say that they are Muslims. And they are not the only ones. The Qadianis come, everyone come. Because they say that they are Muslims. So as long as they show Islam, they are allowed to come like the Munafiqin in Masjid al-Nabawi. And he did stop them from coming to Masjid al-Nabawi or going to Mecca. Why? Because they show Islam. Once they declare that they are not Muslim anymore, they are going to be stopped, like everyone else. However, if they say that they are Muslims, they come, but they are not allowed to practice their religious rituals. They are not allowed. They try, but the government do not allow them to do. Like if you see, for example, in Medina, the government hired scholars and students of knowledge to guide the people around the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, around Baqiyah, about what is not allowed according to the Sharia, and they support them with soldiers. Yani the alim or talib al-ilm is standing and the soldier beside him. If these people do not listen, or if they try to harm the alim, this soldier will stop them and they move them on where they are. But if they just want to come and pray or come and perform Hajj, up to them. This is not to be stopped, because if you're going to stop
the rabda for that, you're going to stop many others. Like the Qadayaniya, like the Brilwiya, like the Sufis, like many. But as long as they don't practice what they, yani their rituals, they just come to the common worship, خلاص, they are allowed. Like the munafiqeen, they are treated like the munafiqeen. Although they are worse than the munafiqeen. They are worse because the munafiqeen did not accuse the sahaba openly. These people, they don't hide nothing. They just, yani, make takfir on the sahaba, speak very badly about the sahaba. I mean, like that. Now,
can you give us the explanation between who are the kuffar of the Shia or the Rafida, and how would you know if they're kuffar or they're not? The ones you meet on the street, the ones you meet in the university, at the kafir, or the ones who are propagating their dawah, how do you distinguish who is believes and who is not from them? Or are they general, their own kuffar?
That is a good question. If you are a talib al-ilm, the distinguish would be much more easier. But if you are a common Muslim and you meet, as you say, in the street, some of them, first of all, I ask, how do you know that? How do you know them? How do you know them? How do you know that these are Shia?
By first of all, where they are from in Saudi Arabia and their name.
No, I cannot give you.
My colleague over here, we work in the university. Some of them, they come from Najran, some of them, they come from Tafid. And we know because they don't pray with us and they.
Okay, so you know now. No, no. One second. Now you have seen something. Not it's not by their names. It's not by where they came from. You said something extra. They don't pray with you.
Yes.
So if they don't pray with Muslims, what they are? Simple. If they don't pray, there are many, and as the Prophet ﷺ said, this takes us to the opinion that who does not pray is kafir. And that's the strong opinion that we take. And I say it is wrong to say that who does not pray is still Muslim, because they say la ilaha illallah. This is wrong, even if Sheikh Albani said it. It is wrong. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salam taraka faqad kafar. This is a very clear evidence now. Maybe he is Shia, maybe not. But he does not pray. So he's kafir. Now, is he Shia or not? There are some other ways. If he does not pray with us, but they pray yani after us, we know that they are not the yani kafir by the meaning that they don't pray, but they are Shia, kuffar Shia. Right? Like, the person who does not pray. You are in the UK and you see a reddish skin color man, does not pray. You are getting into the masjid, but he's not. So what do you think of him? Okay, let's say you saw someone here in Saudi Arabia. A Western, white Western who came to walk here. You don't know he's Muslim or not. But every time you come to the masjid, you don't see him praying. Right? If you saw a Syrian who came from Syria, which is mixed, Muslim and Christian, you cannot know, correct? He does not pray. What do you say? Right. If you saw this Syrian who is not Muslim doing the sign, the cross, he is not Muslim. And some extra information now, he's Christian. Correct? So like that we know that they are Shia. Now, if I know that he is Shia, are all the Shia kuffar? Because some of al-Sunnah come up with this, yani, even Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah said, not all of them. Akhi, that was those days. Show me now the Shia who do not believe the same belief of Qum. Just name for me. I need the Shia that they do not believe the belief of Qum, that they do not worship Ali. They do not worship يعني their أولياء.
What about someone who's ignorant? Or maybe he's brought up in the family and he's say 20 years old, but he's ignorant of all the issues behind the Shia. He doesn't know.
Right.
So you see, as you say, he's to be categorized as a kafir. I mean, in that context, that he doesn't know.
Now let me ask you.
He's in a state of ignorance.
Right. Allah Ta'ala creates people abun fitah, correct? Which is Islam, right? A child born with a Western family, right? And he lives only with those people. He doesn't see nobody but these people. And he was raised up in the church and going, coming. He's ignorant. He's ignorant. What do you say? Is Kafir or Muslim?
Kafir.
Why? What if he says, who says that the Christians do not believe in Allah? It's wrong. The Christians believe in Allah.
Yeah, they believe in Allah, but they don't have the correct tawheed of Allah.
Well, the Shia have the correct tawheed of Allah?
No, they don't have the correct tawheed of Allah. But
he believes that Christian who was born amongst Christian family and was raised, he believes that this is the true religion.
If we take an example from the young man, family.
Yeah.
He does not himself.
Yeah.
He is in the state of confusion or in the ignorance. Would you consider him to be a Catholic? Where he doesn't distinguish at the moment, which is obviously he doesn't fully understand the Quran. He knows there's a problem, but it's an issue. That's what he has perceived. There is some problem. He doesn't understand anything more than that.
Let me
and he's from here. Okay.
Let me ask a question. What do you say about a man who prayed to the grave? You see a man praying to the grave. What do you see about it? What do you say about it? Kafir or not kafir? Are you Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab? I'm asking you. I'm asking you.
No, I wouldn't put him a kafir until I know his intention, why he's doing it. If he's mistaken or whatever, he could be doing something else.
What do you mean by doing something else?
If he's worshipping, is he praying to the grave or is he making dua for a person? We don't know.
Okay. You came and stood by him.
And we do the sijda. If we see him doing sijda, then of course.
Well, of course. Of course what? Type, of course, what? Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, this young man you said of the Shia, does he call Ali? Does he go and prostrate to the graves of the Awliya and Qum in Karbala in Najaf? Or he doesn't? If he doesn't, he is not Shia. Believe me. He is not Shia.
So what's his situation?
Let me ask you, is it possible, although I say it is possible, but maybe one out of 30 million, is it possible that a Sunni comes to Mecca and does not make Umrah or Hajj or Tawaf?
No, unless he's mentally ill.
Exactly. So, exactly the same with the Shia. Cannot be a Shia if he does not go there. They do not consider him a Shia.
So before we call him a Kafir, we need to know what his understanding, his belief is. That was my real point. Before we call this individual a Kafir, we need
to know his understanding. It depends. If I see someone, nothing can distinguish him from others. He is in Masjid of Al-Sunnah. He's wearing like them and praying like them. How come I know? That is, how come I know?
Yes.
Probably, I don't know.
Yes.
But if I see one of these Shia coming to Medina, right, and people entering the mosque is exiting the mosque, what I understand about it? Is it somebody doesn't know?
Yeah,
The Shia in Saudi Arabia, I have a recording for Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, naming them. He said, what's she called in it? He said, Nakhawla in Medina are kuffar. Rafida in Medina are kuffar. In Qatif, kuffar. In Najran, kuffar.
That's general. That means, is that every single one who claims to be Shia?
Every single one that claims to be Shia of those people, yes. Because their belief is one. As well as I believe that every single one in Saudi Arabia, in Mecca, Medina, in Riyadh, is Sunnah. It's Muslim Sunnah. Until something else proves that he is different. Exactly like everyone in the West is Kafir, is Christian, until something else proves different. Now, if I see Rashid, who is white skin, bearded with soap, I cannot say he's Kafir. I understand that he's Muslim. He's Western but Muslim. You know?
So what is Dahir? What is apparent?
Of course, exactly. What is apparent? And that's how Rasulullah ﷺ taught us. We deal with people, what is apparent? Maybe he's munafiq. But we treat him as what appears to us.
What about when some of the scholars of the Sunnah, when they say the Shia, they have different sects, they are not all
I told you that these
from the
ways. Okay, name. Okay. The Rafida or Kuffar. Where are the Rafida today? Where?
They don't have their own state of place.
They don't. Then you need to read biography. Geography. Iran, Iraq, Bahrain, Kuwait, Saudi, Pakistan. You don't know? A huge number of them there. Right? Those type of Rafida? Yes, of course.
Then you have the Alawiya, the one who say
Alawiya, same thing.
They're in north of stay in Yemen as well as in Iran.
Yeah.
They're Kuffar.
Yeah.
Then you have the other, I can't remember the name.
Only the Zaydi who are close to Sunnah and they are in Yemen.
But they're Kuffar.
No. The Zaydis are not Rafida. That's why they يعني say عن أبو بكر رضي الله عنه عمر رضي الله عنه. They have Abu Bakr Umar names. They are not kuffar, but they believe that Ali has more rights than Uthman to be the Khalifa, the third Khalifa. That's it. They don't even care.
Congratulations,
Uthman,
you
Uthman.
Won.
What about the Salah?
No, it's mostly same as us. Some differences which we don't agree with, but it does not take them out of yani to the kufr.
So from them, other than them, they all kuffar. What is it?
Anybody worship other than Allah is kafir, even if he calls himself Sunni. Many Sunnis, if you go Bangladesh, Egypt, Nigeria, many places, Sunnis. They call themselves Sunnis by the meaning that they are not Shia, not Rafida. But they worship the graves, the awliya. Ya, they say Ya Ali, Rafida. These people say Ya Jilani, Ya Tijani. Allah A'lam. Nah.
Then we go to the person whether he's a general
common person, or whether is he a seeker of knowledge, or whether is he a person who's actually calling or that kufr or that bid'ah, whatever. Yes?
Mm.
At that moment then we speak to the person. We find out whether he doesn't agree at all, whatever you gave. If I think personally, speak. In a lot of kufar, if they agree with all things, hopefully they will change. If they don't agree with one of the conditions,
I 100% agree with you. If they don't agree with one, they are kuffar. Right? Take one. What are the conditions of La ilaha illallah?
If just they make a joke about Islam or Muslims or...
Do they? And they are kuffar.
My point is basically, is rather than to look to judge the person you're against, first look at the action. If he's on one of these conditions, he's not there. Or he made that.
No, but sometimes, as they say, مرتكب الكبيرة أو عفوا مرتكب البدعة ليس بالضرورة أن يكون مبتدع، ومرتكب الكفر ليس بالضرورة أن يكون كافر. لا بد أن تقام عليه الحجة. But this is based on his whole entire life. A Muslim, a common Muslim, Sunni, he comes regularly to the prayer. One day I saw thread on his hand. I cannot name him kafir, because now maybe he doesn't know, maybe he's jahil, maybe he's like that, maybe I need to, as you said, I need to ask him, I need to know, I need to explain to him, right? But if I see someone wearing a thread who's by the grave of Jilani or Tijani all the time, what can I expect? This would be the least of it. This thread that he put on his arm is the least of the things that he has, the violations he has. Now, so it is different. But we generally say that the Rafida are kuffar. The Rafida are kuffar. The Alawiya are kuffar. They try to call themselves Shia, but this is false name. As the Christians in Arabic, they call themselves Masihiyun, and this is false. This is wrong. Yeah.
When you have some sort of communication with Shia, the Rafida, what would be your al-wala al-bara in the context of you marking their grave, in the context of you assessing their report?
Nah, that's a different thing. That's nothing to do with wala or bara. Same thing with the Christians. If you are a supervisor and you have Christian workers and you are doing report against them, or report or evaluation or whatsoever, or they are students studying with you, you have to be just. You have to be just. Our hatred to their religion does not make us oppress them. This is the religion of justice. You have to give them their right. And what is, what they believe is to Allah Ta'ala to punish them for.
And you mentioned the chapter of Indus, the people here, the Kufar. Yeah. Did he categorize there all the Shia that are after them in Saudi Arabia, or did he say something other than that? Did he categorize them differently, or did he say all the...
As I told you, he said, نَخَوْلَ مِنْ مَدِينَ كَفَّار شِيَعَ فِي قَصِيم فِي قَطِيف كُفَّار and the ones in نَجْرَانَ كُفَّار. But what makes difference? He categorized them as رَافِضَ, named them as رَافِضَ or رَافِضَ. We call them Rafida because they Rafadul Islam, they rejected Islam. Naam? Naam? Have a question?
Why is it that the Shia, they call all of them Muhammad,
I just said that. Why the Shia say that all the kuffar, the Sahaba kuffar except for four? They chosen four who had less a hadith. Maybe one hadith, two hadith. And the rest say kuffar. And you cannot take your religion from kuffar. So, you all this a hadith that narrated by Abu Huraira, by Abdullah bin Umar, by Umar, by Abu Bakr, by Aisha, by Anas, you cannot take. I'm telling you, they want to destroy Islam. Let's look to how they were found to know. The founder of this movement, Rafida, is Abdullah ibn Saba. He is a Yahudi from Yemen. Is a Yahudi from Yemen. From the, in Yemen, there were Yahud and they are still, until today. This Yahudi man, Abdullah ibn Saba, was hired by the Yahud to come to Medina and claim that he accepted Islam. And then show a lot of, you know, to deceive the Muslims. Then he left and went to Egypt, and from Egypt he came to Iraq and Fars. And there, at the borders of the Muslim territory, Islam gets weaker and they are new in Islam. So he attracted many of them and convinced them that Ali is their God. Ali is Allah. He just came down in the form of Ali. That it is Allah, but he came down in the form of Ali. So they believed it. And this was the first time they tried to destroy Islam. Exactly like what they did with Yahya, alayhi salam, his father, Zakaria. I'm talking about the Jew. The Jew killed Zakaria. Why? Because they don't want Islam. They don't want Islam that Allah sends down. They want their own religion. They make. Now, and they killed Yahya. They tried to kill Isa, alayhi salam. They, after Musa, alayhi salam, took them across the sea. And Allah Ta'ala caused Fir'aun to drown in the sea. They passed by a town. The people of that town are idol worshippers. They were worshipping a bowl. So they said, we need a bowl like this, or a scarf. We need a god like this. So these people, the Yahud, do not want any proper religion to be practiced on the earth. Not even a single one. So, they planned and planned how to destroy Islam. First they came to Medina. They are not people of Medina. They lived in Medina ages. Because in their book, it was said that the prophet of the last part of the life will come in a land which has a lot of palm trees and it is covered with lava rocks. So they checked until they found it. It is Medina. So they came to it and lived there many years before Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when they saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with, and many people say they saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came from amongst the Arab and they don't want to be from amongst the Arab. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. It's not the reason. The reason is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with tawheed. They don't want tawheed, they want shirk. And he came with the religion perfectly from Allah. They don't want that, they want yani. And they crafted many things. Like when Allah Ta'ala forbid for them to fish on Saturday, they used to scatter their nets in the sea and they go and collect it on Sunday. Kind of, you know. And also they
when one of the يعني, honorable people of them commit a sin that requires a punishment, they do not implement against him because he's one of the big people. But when one of the low quality Yahud does anything wrong, they bring the Bible and they implement what is in the Bible. So they have changed because these are people of Hawa, desire. They change the Bible as their own Hawa, as Allah said in the Quran. يحرفون الكلمة من بعد مواضعه يشترون به ثمنا قليلا. That's what they do. They sell their religion for any money. So they are not happy to see any true religion spreading on the earth, or even practiced, even if it's small portion. And look to it today, you have the ones who are supporting all the types of deviant sects amongst the Muslim Ummah. Qadianis, who support them financially and power, everything. They, the Yahoo. It's their money. It's their money. So, that is the reason why these Rafid are doing what they're doing. They are only dogs of the Yahoo. And they try to stop the movement of Islam, the true religion. رحم الله عنه. لا, you better يعني call them. There is no يعني benefit to call them kafir. They will be far than what they are today. But try to call them. Try to يعني be nice to them and give them da'wah. Not only them, even the pure kuffar like the Yahud and Christians. And we don't approach them saying you are kuffar, because they are not going to accept from us. Yeah, if you, yani you can't say that this is kufr, but you don't tell them that you are kuffar. No? You can't say that what you do, this is kufr, ikhwan. No? But they may misunderstand it and they go and claim that you call them kuffar. So, better not to do that, and rather than that, try to yani buy them, yani give them as gift small books that talks about Salah, tales that talks about Salah, like that. Maybe Allah Ta'ala guides them. And we have to differentiate between naming people, calling them. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directed Ali to fight the Yahud, and not any Yahud, these are the Yahud who broke their covenant and obligations. And they encouraged the Arabs and the hypocrites to fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they said to them, we're going to support you. Beside all that, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave Ali the flag and the army, and he said to him, you are the leader of the army, the commander of the army, but remember, when you go to these people, do not begin with fight. Call them to Islam. Call them to Allah. And remember, if one of them accept Islam through you, this would be better for you than Hamr Niam. So it means that when we call people, we have to be gentle, we have to be nice, we have to approach the nice Sufis, even if they are Yahud. But that is one thing, and yani ruling them or judging them upon what they are upon, that is a different thing. نعم والله أعلم. نعم.
They are?
They are surrounded with smart, basically smart, more than anything. They can see. Because they are in the environment, which is Muslim environment, which is the practice of Islam. These people do not have to surround something like Islam. That's why I think that's why they call it straight away there. Because obviously they can see it. They can see the Sunnah being practiced. They can see Islam being practiced. But they chose to do something to
If that is the point, which is a good point, then we can say that all the Shia today, all the Sufis today, all the Brahmins today, all the deviants today are kuffar. Because they can see it. Today they see it. They have TVs, they have internet, they can see it. It's open to the whole world. As they say that the whole world today is one small village. So they can see it.
I mean, I've been told specifically for Sabbath.
Now, why is that? It's a religion. It's a religion. Look, Akhi. There is something, and there is something logically can be known. Now, yani, is it true that the one who, yani, as Abu Umair said, they are raised in that, yani, that climate, so they only know that. Are they pardoned? Akhi, Jubayr ibn Mut'im, when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he listened to him, he said in the Surah Al-Tur, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, Allah ta'ala, look to the Quran, what Allah ta'ala says. Am khuliqu min ghayri shay'in, am humul khaliqun. Jubayr ibn Mut'im, when he hears this, were they created out of nothing? Or they created themselves? Or they were the creators of themselves? He stopped and thought, yes, I am. This is one thing I need to think about. Why? Yani now, a man in China cannot think why he is different than the banda they have. They have the banda, the animal banda. Can't he think, can a Chinese think that why I am different, why I can't invent, but the Banda cannot. And they say that the Banda is for thousands of years before man. He can't think, but they don't want to think. They don't want to think. So what do we call these people? They are kuffar. They are kuffar. And that's why Allah Ta'ala told us that He created for the fire more than the Jannah. Out of every 1,000, one to the Jannah, 999 to the fire. So, yani, there are things, as the man, the Arabi said, Al-Ba'ra tadullu ala al-Ba'ir, wal-Azhar yadullu ala al-Masir, wa sama'un dhatu abraj, wa ardun dhatu fijaj, la tadullu ala alim al-Khabir. Allah Ta'ala talked, yani, directed the speech to us to think. أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Use this. The man is only different from all other creation with this, with the brain. Use it. Think of it. Think of it of why you are different. Why you are the only one on this planet who can drive, who can fly with airplane, who can sail all these thousands of years, whale is in the sea, he never thought of a turbine machinery. But man now goes down as the whale goes in the marine, and he sail, and man now yani shift thousands of tons, from one side to the other side, all the fish look, what is this? What is this big animal? They cannot. So, man can use this to invent all these things, but he cannot use it to look for what he is, why he is different, why he is here, but they don't want. They don't want. As Allah Ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فنسيتها. وكذلك اليوم تنسى. نسيتها يعني عرضت أي turned away from the آيات. آيات the major آيات. The major آيات is the آيات what we call it the كونية the universe rock of the أنفسهم. So لا أعلم يعني. نعم.
As we established that the Shia, the Kuffar, these are all the places where they have this least part of the
Kuffar. I said the Rafida.
The Rafida. Now, in this country, are the Rafidas given the same rights in the courts when it comes to Islamic disputes,
yes.
Islamic rights, Islamic inheritance? How are they dealt with in the courts?
With them, each other, this. But when one of them is Sunni,
yes, and one of them is
Sunni, they don't.
Given the Rafida, in the courts, they go for Islamic rights.
If it is yani, clear to the judge that the deceased is Shi'i and the inheritor is Sunni, they don't give them usually. Or the opposite, they don't give. But if it is not yani, told to the judge, the judge will judge as they are all yani, Sunnis or they are all Shi'a.
What about in a city like Najran?
Najran is mixed. All the places here are mixed. There is no place that purely Shia. In Najran there are Sunnis. Yami Sunni, Yami Shia. They are both. But they know themselves, they know each other. They know each other. But you try not to be judged. So you don't get into this. Yes, anyone. Nobody said only the Maliki tribe are awliya Allah. Anyone are awliya Allah. And that's why Salman, who's Farsi, Rasulullah s.a.w. counted him from the awliya. He said Salman minna, from the highest rank of awliya. Anyone. When Umar ibn Khattab was the Khalifa, he came to visit Mecca. And the governor in Mecca, Ibn Abza, Abdullah ibn Abza, came out of Mecca to yani, be in the reception of Umar. Umar asked him, "Who did you leave in Mecca?" He said, "So and so." He said, "Who is he?" He said, "One of our slaves." He said, "Slave? You left a slave as an emir on Mecca, Raish? It's something big to place. Something very big." He said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is somebody who memorized the Quran and knows the Sunnah." He said, "Then, as long as you said that, let me tell you what I hear from Rasulullah. Rasulullah said that Allah will raise some people with this Quran, with this book, and will put down some others." So this is the wilaya, this is the awliya. If you mean celebrating the National Day, celebration is only for 2 days. As Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Eid al-Adha. These are the celebration days for Muslims. But if you mean the National Day, which is a custom today for many countries that they remind each other with this incident that it happened in this day, although I don't recommend it, but some of the Ahl al-Ilm say that there is no harm in that by this name. Right? But I really do not recommend any type of celebration or Allah.
What about the aspect of being nationalistic? Whichever country being, Islamic ideas don't really have nationalistic things. There's like this country and you play it.
This kind of thing has two parts, two sides. One side related to the people. You, me, him. And the other side related to the governments of those countries who take these national days. For you and me and other, I say we should not celebrate the national day as every year it comes, because it is the meaning of Eid. As well, we are not allowed to celebrate our birthdays every year. We are not allowed to celebrate the birthday of Rasulullah. Now, we are not allowed to celebrate the first of Muharram as the new year of the Hijra calendar. We're not allowed to do that. Simply because celebration is a part of religion. And the Prophet ﷺ said, this is Allah Ta'ala replaced them with 2 days only. Clear. Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha.
So in your lifetime, in Scandinavia, have you seen the Yom al-Wathani, the celebration has changed from before to now? Yes, I can give you an example. Yesterday, I left Abu Dhan's house at 10 o'clock. It took me nearly 2 hours to get home. The whole Tahdi road was blocked.
Blocked by what? By whom?
And it was just blocked.
By whom?
By
the youth.
By cars.
Yeah, by the youth.
We're dancing outside flag, and you can't turn left, you can't turn right, because it was stopped.
By the youth.
By the youth.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's wrong. Absolutely wrong.
Has it been like this for all the time, or is it just this year? More than before.
It's more than before. It's more than before. But I saw the police stopping many cars that covers the car with the flag of Saudi. I saw them here in the checkpoint even. They stopped it. But anyway, as I told you, there is two sides of it. One relates to us. We don't celebrate. Finish. Allah. No, that is different. The non-Muslims living in the Muslim land, this is not the one that you talked about, jizya. Jizya is when the Muslims conquer a land of the kuffar. Then they give them a choice of one of three choices. Either to accept Islam, or to pay the jizya, or fight. If they accept to pay the jizya, they stay, and the Muslims treat them like they treat the Muslims. Now, in regard, and this is the ulama have different opinions. Is this only with the Jews and Christians, or with others? Umar ibn Khattab said even with others, like Majus and others. They should be left upon what they worship. Even if they are Majus or idol worshippers, if they pay the jizya. And the jizya is to be paid to the government. If the government become lazy and they don't take the jizya from them, then they are the sinners. But it does not mean that we make a problem out of it or go and fight. No. This relates to the governor, and the ruler of that area is responsible of that. the munafiqeen, you cannot know the munafiq. You cannot know the only the only one who knows the munafiqeen, because the munafiq is the one who says that he's Muslim and he inside he hides kufr. Okay. The deviant Muslims, or the deviant sects that they call themselves Muslims, whether Rafida or Sufis, they are not allowed to practice their deviations in anywhere. They are not allowed. Because they are practicing it under the name of Islam. Maybe it is lesser than what the Christians do, or maybe similar. But the Christians are doing that in their religion, everyone knows. But these ones are deceiving the Muslims and influencing the Muslims. They are practicing these things, calling themselves Muslims. That's why they are not allowed to practice it. They are allowed to live with Muslims, but they are not allowed to practice their rituals. Wallahu a'lam. Okay? In their homes, yeah, we cannot know, we cannot. But if it is not openly, yani, it means in his womb, and then he puts a sign, here is the Husseiniyya, here is the celebration of Hassan or Hussein. La, this is not allowed. It's another way. Yani. But if it is hidden, nobody knows about them. No, that's not allowed. What if they and the family inside? Allah. But who today can allow and do not allow? To me, only maybe Saudi government is doing that. And Allah knows best until when they can understand with that. May Allah Ta'ala help the king and the other members of the Saudi government to continue as what King Abdul Aziz rahimahullah ta'ala established this kingdom with, Tawheed and Sunnah, and may Allah ta'ala protect them and make them yani, always upon the haqq and take them from their hands to the haqq. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. And I think this will be the end, as I'm leaving to Medina in Hawaii. And this will be the last Friday until the 24th of October, which is 15th of November. Inshallah, as I'm traveling on next Thursday to the UK for 2 weeks and then 1 week to Tobago. جزاكم الله خير السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته There are questions here from the net I did not see them One second. Here is a question from the net حسن ابن محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته How we interact with family members that are Shia, uncles, cousins, etc. But they say that they have no enmity with the companions. They just believe in following Ahlul Bayt. Do we say they are not Muslims? La, la. They are not, the Shia are not Muslims only because they had the Sahaba or make takfir of Abu Sahaba. This is one reason. But as I said, most of the Shia today worship Ahlul Bayt. They worship Ali. They say, Ya Ali, Ya Fatima. This is a worship. And this is kufr. This is kufr. Nah. So because, and not only Ahlul Bayt, as I said, and not only the Shia, even the Sufis, They say, Ya Junaid, Ya Bati, Ya Rifa'i. They say so.
And the same thing. It's not only the Shia, but anybody worship other than Allah, this is kufr. Sajid, go ahead. You can send it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Problem. That's the problem. That's the problem. Many people are interested in judgment than calling to Allah. Are we supposed to worry about calling to Allah? Whether the Shia, Sufis, Hizbis, Christians, Jews, whatsoever. Our worry should be how we can make them accept Islam, the true Islam, nicely, by inviting them, by giving them gifts, by any means. The important thing is that we bring them. Now, طيب. Here we end up our session. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.